I've heard it said that girls can't keep secrets. That's wrong. We'd proved it. We'd kept ours for years and years, ever since we came to live at Piscul Draculoi and stumbled on the way into the other kingdom. Nobody knew about it. Not father, not our housekeeper Florica, or her husband Petru, not Uncle Nicolae, or Aunt Bogdana, or their son Cesar. We found the portal when Tati was 7 and I was 6, and we'd been going out and coming in nearly every month since then. 9 whole years of full moons. We had plenty of ways to cover our absences, including a bolt on our bedchamber door, and the excuse that my sister Paola sometimes walked in her sleep. I suppose the secret was not completely ours. Gogu knew. But even if frogs could talk, Gogu would never have told. Ever since I'd found him long ago, crouched all by himself in the forest, dazed and hurt, I had known I could trust him more than anyone else in the world. It was the day of full moon. In the bedchamber, our gowns and shoes were laid out ready. Combs, bags, and hair ornaments were set beside them. Nothing would be touched now until the household was safely in bed. Fortunately, it was rare for Florica to come up to our room, because it was at the top of a flight of stairs, and stairs made her knees hurt. I did wonder how much Florica knew, or guessed. She must have noticed how quiet we always were on the night of full moon, and how exhausted we were when we stumbled down to breakfast the next morning. But if she knew, Florica didn't say a thing. During the day, we kept up our normal activities, trying not to arouse suspicion. Paola helped Florica cook fish chorba, while Yulia went out to lend a hand to Petru, who was storing away sacks of grain to last us over the winter. Yulia did not enjoy the hard work of the farm, but at least, she said, it made the time go more quickly. Tati was teaching Stella to read. I had seen the two of them ensconced in a warm corner of the kitchen, making letters in a tray of wet sand. I sat in the workroom with Father, reconciling a set of orders with a record of payments. I was good with figures and helped him regularly with such tasks. The merchant business in which he was a partner with his cousin, whom we called Uncle Nicolae, kept the two of them much occupied. Gogu sat on the desk, keeping himself to himself, though once or twice I caught his silent voice, the one only I could hear.
"You're upset, Jenna."
"Hmm," I murmured, not wanting to get into a real conversation with him, while both Father and his secretary, Gabrielle, were in the room. My family didn't truly believe that I sometimes knew what Gogu was thinking. Even my sisters, who had long ago accepted that this was no ordinary frog, thought that I was deluding myself, putting my own words into the frog's mouth, perhaps. I knew that was wrong. I'd had Gogu since I was a small girl, and the things he told me definitely didn't come from my own head.
"Don't be sad. Tonight is full moon."
"I can't help it, Gogu. I'm worried. Now hush, or Father will hear me." Father was trying to write a letter. He kept coughing, and in between bouts he struggled to catch his breath. Tomorrow he would be leaving on a journey to the port of Constanza, in the milder climate of the Black Sea coast. His doctor had told him sternly that if he tried to get through another winter at Piscul Draculoi in his present ill health, he would be dead before the first buds opened on the oaks. We 5 sisters would be looking after the place on our own, right through the winter. Of course, Uncle Nicolae would help with the business, and Florica and Petru with the house and farm. It was not so much the extra responsibility that troubled me. Father was away often enough on business, and we had coped before, though not for so long. What chilled me was the thought that when we said goodbye in the morning, it might be forever.